I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Don't feel guilty about being scammed. There are many crimes for which the victim is likely to feel angry, upset, threatened, and so on, but there are also crimes for which the victim may feel partially or completely to blame. Fraud is one of those crimes that leaves many people feeling foolish for having fallen for it. This is a key reason why a high percentage of such frauds are thought to go unreported. A recent Barclays survey of 1,500 people who've been victims of fraud shows that 1 in 4 have not even told their partner what happened. The same number feel that being scammed would be more embarrassing than doing a live performance or being stood up on a date. The words stupid and angry are commonly used. Yet the survey also suggested it happens to all of us. For this reason, Barclays ran a series of embarrassing fraud clinics in places such as shopping centres, where the public could talk about their concerns. The idea was to get the message out that we're all potential victims and there is no shame in being defrauded. Barclays' advice on dealing with fraud. 1. Don't feel guilty. Do not feel ashamed and guilty. Instead, remember that fraud happens to people from all walks of life. 2. Contact the police. Report it to Action Fraud and your bank if relevant. The quicker you do this, the more likely you are to recover any losses. 3. Get advice from your bank if relevant. For example, Barclays say they're happy to offer advice. 4. Talk about it with friends, relatives, colleagues. Spreading the word raises awareness of fraud and helps other victims to deal with it. Advice on protecting yourself against fraud by scammers claiming to be from your bank. Number 1. Never give your online banking PIN, passcode or password to anyone, even a caller claiming to be from the police or your bank. 2. Your bank or the police will never ask you for details by text, email or phone, or request that you transfer money or make a payment to a safe account. 3. Don't rely on the caller display on your phone or SMS messages claiming to be from your bank. Fraudsters can manipulate these. 4. Always cover your PIN number to prevent anyone seeing it and don't let anyone distract you during a transaction. Stay safe.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.